Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder about a couple of politics events coming up on our politics website later today. First of all, President Obama is in New Hampshire, and he'll be talking about the jobs bill and the economy early this afternoon, just after the show. You can watch as we stream that live and listen on our itsafreecountry.org politics website at 12:15 this afternoon. President Obama in New Hampshire on jobs and the economy. I'm sure I'll talk about the failure of the super committee, too. And then at 8 o'clock tonight is the latest Republican debate, and we'll have another one of our simultaneous online chats at It's a Free Country. Thousands of people have been attending these online chats, so come on and join us if you're one of the politically obsessed. During the latest Republican debate tonight at 8 o'clock, we'll have a simultaneous live online chat at our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, 8 o'clock tonight. So all morning I've been asking the questions. Now it's time for me to get out of the way and let you take over. We're going to try one of our occasional on-air question and answer chain letters that we call radio roulette, based on the idea of chat roulette. Remember how chat roulette worked, right? You show up and get randomly paired with a stranger for a conversation. So that's what we'll do right now. We have our lines full already from my mention before the break. And so we'll get right to it. The catch is you only get to ask a question once you have answered one. So you need to be game to answer any question honestly and with good humor. And once you've answered, then you can turn around and ask the question of your choice to the next listener, and the chain goes on. So 212-433-WNYC. As people finish up, you can try to get in next. And we will ask the first question. And we will start with Mike in Connecticut. Hi, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for playing Radio Roulette.
Hello, Brian.
So are you dreading or looking forward to your Thanksgiving table conversation?
Well, I suppose I'm looking forward to it because we love ritual, because it would be the same conversation it's been every year for as long as I remember. It's the same people around the same table eating the same food. And we're catching up on each other's lives, but we're in touch now, so it's comforting without being informative.
So you ready to ask Christopher in Hoboken a question?
Christopher, what is the greatest thing your father ever did?
The greatest thing my father ever did was teach me the scientific method. It's helped me in every job I've ever had to evaluate different proposals and different things that people say, so I can look at, okay, does this really make sense or not? And so that was the greatest thing he ever did, and he started when I was like two.
That was
so that's the greatest thing.
That was fantastic.
Mike, thank you very much for starting us off on Radio Roulette. Christopher, you stay, and we're bringing in Andrea in Hackensack. Christopher, meet Andrea. Andrea, Christopher.
Hi, Andrea.
And we have Hoboken and Hackensack, represented here. So
I should have said my dad taught me how to whack a joke from here at Hackensack, but oh well. my question is, do you have a good friend of a different religion than yours, and what's that like for you?
I have a few good friends of a different religion, and it's very nice for me. As a matter of fact, I do a lot of interfaith dialogue and interfaith work, so I value my friendships across religion and cultural lines.
Great, Chris, wonderful.
You asked the right person.
Great.
And what does it do for you to get even further on to Chris's specific question, Andrea?
What it does for me is it broadens my world. It helps me to see things in different ways and helps me to put myself in other people's shoes.
Christopher, thank you very much for calling. And
okay.
Andrea in Hackensack, meet Nanette in Brooklyn. Hi, Nanette.
Oh, hey, Brian. Hi. How are you doing out there in Hackensack, Andrea?
Hi, Nanette. Hello.
Good. My question is this. If you are a parent
Wait, don't I get to ask the question first?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sorry, who was asking that? Wait. Andrea, that's right. Andrea gets to ask a question of Nanette, and then Nanette, after you answer, you'll ask the next person, okay?
Got it. I was leapfrogging the wrong
Yes, that's
direction.
Okay. This is not the Andrea News Conference where she has to answer everybody's questions.
Andrea, I would love to hear your question. Okay.
Andrea, go ahead.
My question is, how diverse is your family?
My family, mostly European immigrants. We have a nephew who is from Peru. I have, family roots that go back to not just Italy, but thanks to the Moors and various other things that went on in our cultural history there, there's an amazing mix of Mediterranean culture in my own family. But then in terms of diversity, it's not so much, I think, who we are. It's what we've all chosen to do. And I see my cousins doing amazing things, and I think, wow, we really all came from this family tree, but we diversified who we were in that way.
That's great. Andrea, thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrea.
For playing Radio Roulette. And we'll keep the bridge and tunnel thing going as Nanette in Brooklyn meet Stephanie in Ridgewood, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Stephanie, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Stephanie. Hi, this is Nanette in Brooklyn. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Gosh, I hope my question is an easier one than these have
been. Well, I know. I was a little terrified there, but Andrea was good, like, made me think right on the spot. That was pretty good.
Excellent.
So here's my question. If you are a parent and have a young child you're putting into the school system, or if you did and your children are grown, whatever, what is the one most important thing you would like to see your child receive from their beginning education?
What's the most important thing that a school can give to a child, basically, right?
Well, I do.
Thank you.
I do. I have two young children. One's in second grade and one's going into kindergarten in September, next September. Mm-hmm. I think they're receiving really well-rounded educations as it is. I think the arts and music, including music, the arts, it's got to be the arts programs.
All right. Nanette, yeah. thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thank you so much. Andrea, I'm sorry. Stephanie, you confirmed my 20-year resume of teaching young children art.
Huh.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, you arranged this in advance. Admit it.
I feel like someone did, but it wasn't me and Stephanie. Nanette, greater force up there. I don't know. Thank you, Brian. Thanks so much.
Thanks again, Nanette. Folks, want to play Radio Roulette? Receive a question from a stranger, then ask a question of another listener, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And this has been great. Everybody's in such a good spirit of kind of sharing and learning and having fun. So Stephanie in Ridgewood, meet Guy in Park Ridge. You're on WNYC, Guy.
Hey, Stephanie. Happy holidays. Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Hi, Guy.
Stephanie, jump right in with your question.
Guy, I would like to know, do you believe in Santa?
Oof.
There's only one right answer to that question on a family-friendly show.
I think there is as well.
That's a great question. I do believe in Santa because Santa represents the spirit of giving. And I think that's what the holiday seasons represent in themselves, and I am a full believer in it. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Guy.
I try to, part of our tradition, I've been trying to work in every year, is reading to my kids, Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa, that letter. So I truly believe in Santa.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, whether my kids believe in Santa or not, I don't necessarily know.
Yeah. Maybe the question is, what do you tell your kid when they come up to you and demonstrate that they no longer believe in Santa?
I haven't had to cross that bridge yet, so.
Stephanie, thank you very much. And
thank
Guy
you.
In Park Ridge, meet Kylie. Kylie, I'm sorry, where are you?
In Montclair, New Jersey.
Kylie in Montclair. We got a whole New Jersey roll going here. Guy, go ahead.
Just go through Montclair, Kylie.
So, Guy, what's your question for Kylie?
Well, we're going to try to keep it simple. Kylie, what are you thankful for the most this year?
Oh, wow.
Think of it as practicing for Thursday.
I know.
Because, you know, somebody's going to ask you, and they're going to expect you to say, I'm thankful for your friendship, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I guess I'm thankful for, the individual growth and the ability to kind of evolve as people. So we each have our own, individual experiences that make us our own better people in our own little world. So I guess I'm thankful for the opportunities to grow as individuals and become better people.
Guy, we thank you for playing Radio Roulette. Kylie in Montclair, meet Erica in Fairfield. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica. Kylie.
Okay, my question for you is much less thought-provoking. So here's my question for you. Are you a driver, first of all?
I am a driver.
Okay, so you are at a stoplight. You want to make a left-hand turn.
Yes.
Do you wait until it's your turn to make the left-hand turn, or do you try to gun it and make the left-hand turn before the traffic that's coming towards you is able to go straight?
Kylie, I'm so with you. I always wait, and it drives me crazy that people try to do that because it's such ripe welcoming for a horrible accident.
Well, wait a minute. Erica, you made an assumption about Kylie. Kylie, are you with her?
I am with her. I'm totally with her. She is right. I despise when people do that. Yes.
The delivery was very suggestive.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for letting me play.
Let's see. Isn't the rule, the unwritten rule, that at the end of your green light, one car gets to sneak through the red to make the left all the oncoming traffic starts moving? No. Okay. We have the Safe Driving Brigade out here in Fairfield and Montclair. Kylie, thank you very much. And Erica in Fairfield, meet Linda in Princeton. We have 45 seconds for this transaction. So, Erica, go.
Quickly, Linda. Are the holidays too commercially oriented, or is it our civic duty to go out and buy to support our capitalistic economy?
I don't believe in capitalism, number one, so I'm the wrong person for that question. I think everything is too commercialized, including education and our approach to it. Everything has been turned into a consumer-driven activity in the United States, in my opinion.
That is going to be the last word.
I get to ask a question?
You don't, because we're out of time.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Linda, maybe we can get you back for the beginning of the next Radio Roulette. And
I wouldn't bet on it,
ask
Brian.
The first question. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving, Linda.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving, Erica.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, but not for the last time that I say that, because we will be back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for playing Radio Roulette. That was so much fun. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.